Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat.
Hey man, where's the truth there, dog?
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Abby Martin.
If Abby Martin can still make it into Israel, we're all fine. You guys can come. I mean, her reporting is amazing, but I'm like, when are they going to shut this down? She's literally the loudest critic of what's going on over there. And they've not allowed people in just because they had something that they thought maybe might be related to the war on terror, and they were banned from Israel for life. I don't know how Abby gets in and out of there still.
Yeah, we have a planned episode coming up probably in the new year about Zionism and the Jewish elite, and we're going to do it with Ari Shaffir. So that way we're talking about a super serious thing with a super kooky lunatic.
He most likely will be naked and showing everybody's butthole. So that's where we're at. That's the best way to deal with super secret, super sensitive stuff is just have somebody who is of that group show their butthole on the show, and then everybody forgives and forgets. So when we did our first tinfoil hat comedy show, I was approached by people who used to work for Disney, and they were animators, they told me, and they wanted to do something for me to do a voiceover, and they wanted to give me their email, and their email was ilovepizza.com, which I'm like, how much of a conspiracy theorist when you're openly using the word pizza? I mean, like, that's a super buzzword in our world, right? I love pizza, and I mean, it's crazy. That's why I think they were somebody else in what they were saying.
I've been trying to talk Sam into putting on a suit, and we go walk right down on Wilshire Boulevard to the Federal Bureau of Investigations building down here in West LA and just see if we can talk to someone and just let them know.
Nice, like a real suit, suit and tie? That's a good idea.
Dress like a spook and go in?
Yeah, just walk in and tell them, like, hey, we do a conspiracy podcast. Anyone want to talk to us about, you know? The FBI.
Yeah, go
just
for
walk
it.
In with your mic and be like, "Who runs this motherfucker?"
Yeah, that's why not. Why not? And after that, why don't we go? After that, we'll go and we'll punch a wasp's nest. Enjoy getting fucking stung 1,000 times. Yeah, why not? Let's just fuck with everybody.
Well, no. He's like the wizard behind the curtain.
Yeah, Aaron is. You know, he keeps us. You know, if Aaron wasn't here, we'd just be talking about bisexual lizard people on a flat disc in space. You know, that's all we'd be talking about.
What are you talking about? Look at like the I don't know, the East Indians in the community, or the Chinese, or the Italians, or whoever. Like, they've all got their own culture. Like, does it have to be one, you know, mishmash in 200 years?
Well, when I hear the word culture, all I can think of is Terrence McKenna. Culture is not your friend. You know what I mean? It's the whole concept that these traditions are designed to just rule us. Then we need to break everything. We need to throw everything away. Throw away political systems, throw away as human.
Fuck groups, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but then you're throwing away fucking shamanism. Mm-hmm. You're throwing a lot of baby out with that bathwater.
Shamanism is like pre-society. Once we built up walls, back in the day when we were tribalistic and in small numbers, which it only works really like at 130 or something like that, everybody fucked everybody, and everybody treated their kids like they were your kids. Nobody fucked. You wouldn't fuck your own kid unless you were fucked up, you know? So guys would take care of all the kids. We'd live in harmony. This is that in between the two ice ages, when we were in that goddess era, when the earth was nice and warm and there was just the right amount of temperature and we weren't in war for each other because the supplies were going down. But we built up walls. We began to do agriculture. We had more food than we needed. So then we built up walls and silos. Then we built up houses. And now we built up walls in our minds that we need to break down. And that's where the idea of spirituality and psychedelics and just dissolving the walls between yourself, between your neighbors, and just being open and honest and like willing to be free. Like, if we got to be free, that means everything that came before this, just we just burn it.
I think you can still have cultures, though. I mean, I think that's a lot to give up. I mean, that means, I mean, in my interpretation of it, right? All of a sudden you're giving up like music sound, you know, all the different styles of music from around the world, or all the different writing styles. What about even languages? Languages are in a way part of cultures.
Well, I got in a big fight on Facebook today. Last week I got in a fight over, I said that I don't think anyone should say the N-word. I don't know why black people want to say it so much. It's an ugly word. Why do you want to say it? It's drenched in, it's like white people, Southerners, saying that the Confederate flag is cultural. That's what black people are saying about the N-word. And people went nuts. Black people went nuts on me. And they don't really have a real reason other than they want to. And that stuff is just used to divide us. It's just used to divide us. I go, and they always want to have the whole thing is cultural appropriation is this stupid ass buzzword that people use. And they're like, hey, dude, it's a melting pot. We're supposed to melt together. We're supposed to all be able to take the best of all of our cultures to make it into one culture.
I agree 100%. Cultural appropriation should be more of a compliment. Should be looked upon as more of a compliment.
It is, and it's like, because you don't want people...
I mean, it's different if you're doing it in jest or in satire, that's different. But if you're doing it, you know, because you want to wear fucking moccasins, I have no problem with white people wearing moccasins. You know, that's part of the fucking Indian culture that's made it out into the world that is kind of mainstream. Or, you know, there's different parts, and I don't have a problem with that.
And some people do?
Good. Well, yeah. Actually, you know what's funny is fucking... My wife had an incident with the native in fucking Bragg Creek because my daughters are wearing moccasins.
That's fucking crazy. And my daughters
are fucking...
A quarter native.
Or a little more than a quarter native, yeah.
Are like 2% native, right?
So isn't that crazy? So there's the judgment, right?
I'm over half.
Well, what it is, dude, here's the situation. It's like any golden rule is golden until stupid people get a hold of it. And then they fucking ruin everything, you know? They ruin fucking everything. So what happens is with political correctness, and I talked about this on this last podcast, was that, political correctness is the civil rights retarded, meth addicted crackhead cousin, okay? Because you took something that was very pure and now you've completely ruined it. And the problem is that when you hear somebody complaining about political correctness, we're assuming a couple things. One, they're coming from a place of honesty, and there's integrity, and they're doing it because they love, which isn't always true. Some of them are just doing it for attention and to be able to get more publicity, to sell more books, to get a blue check by their name and all this other shit. And the other thing that we're doing is we assume that everybody complaining has a doctrine in human behavior, meaning that they know exactly, they've studied it over years, they've got it certified, that they know how human beings interact. And that is not fucking true. You have people just popping off at the mouth, just fucking bitching, moaning.
Yeah, there's the metaphysical part of it for sure. It's like the law of attraction. The more you feel oppressed, the more you're going to be oppressed.
Yeah.
You make it up in your head. The more you think everybody's out to get you, the more the boogeyman's out to get you. If you just realize nobody cares, and sometimes it's just out of your hands, and sometimes your best that day wasn't good enough, that doesn't mean you're not good enough. It's just, you know, it's just my opinion.
When you turn on the TV or you turn on your feed, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, those things are designed to emotionally make you feel fearful or angry that you're missing out in life or that you haven't succeeded enough as this person. And fear and anger is a coal that only burns you as long as you hold it. So you have to let go. And that's where it begins. You realize there is no us and there is no them. It's only we. And it's mainly poor against rich.
It is. Nobody wants real life.
This is the French Revolution that's happening right now across the world. Like, most Americans, you guys, we're all fucking poor. Even if you're a millionaire, you're fucking poor. It's trillionaires versus billionaires. And we're
trillionaires getting billionaires to fucking convince everybody else that the middle class, that the fucking poor are the problem.
Yeah. And like, we're all fucking poor. Sam's poor. You guys are poor. Aaron's not poor. He comes from a royalty of stuffed crust pizza. So
yes.
He's got.
Dude, if I had a time machine, what would you do? A lot of people say Hitler. I go back and kill that original Rothschild. That guy who fucking came up with the idea to tell everybody in England that the British lost. That's where it all goes to shit.
Go in and grab the baby and just smash
it against
the rock.
Just choke that baby fucking out.
Just slip mushrooms in his coffee or something like that. That's the best way.
You know what, dude?
Just go back like a couple hundred years and just fucking douse the whole place
with
psilocybin.
Not psilocybin, yeah. Yeah.
There
you
go. Dude,
Getting everyone drinking fucking booze and shooting each other. Just get convinced them that psilocybin tea is better.
Yeah.
I think the world.
I'm going to go back, find a Rothschild. I'm going to make him do shrooms for a year straight.
Poof. Poof. The internet's
year straight,
gone, and
dog.
Just lying around in fields eating mushrooms.
So what's your. I want to talk to you guys about your term there, spiritual skepticism, because I really like that. You know, you also talk about, obviously, conspiracy, but the connotations that has. So tell me about how you came up with the spiritual skepticism and what that means.
Ryan came up with that.
I don't think I did.
I think you're the first one I heard say that. And
I hear Sam say it all the time, but I
think you were the first one to say it, though. But I just culturally appropriated it.
Immediately like, oh, you're a tinfoil hat wearing. Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the name of the podcast, actually. So
we're the NWA of podcasting.
I want people to open their minds, but more importantly, I want you to open your heart. Like, as cheesy as that shit sounds, the biggest distance of disconnection in this entire universe is between those two points, is your heart and your mind. Because really, at the end of the day, you know what the fuck is right. You know what the fuck
is
wrong.
I agree.
It's not about anything else, but just do right on your side and try not to kill someone when you're in traffic, you know?
Exactly. The people I've met doing this, like you guys and people in our chat room and listeners and guests, they're the most grounded people, man. They're the most real, grounded, honest people. And it's a pleasure to be a part of this whole thing. It really is.
Well, our tribe loves your tribe. And I want to do this more. We had talked about doing some stuff up there with you guys. We're totally down with going up there and doing a show. You know, I've talked to Eddie Bravo. Greg Carwood, they're totally interested. Unfortunately, the Lions been too shady in his life. And
yeah, I'm a felon. I can't go to Canada.
They won't let you in, but.
Oh, no way. Really? Yeah. Can we fucking sneak him in or
something? Hey, everybody. If you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/tinfoilhat, and become a member to help us grow the show. And we really appreciate all the love.